Following their conference-altering win against Clary and Goldfield Dawes last Thursday, the Webster City volleyball team will now shift from a role of the hunter to the hunted as they travel north to face Hampton Dumont Cal. The Lynx have won the last six meetings with the Bulldogs dating back to 2016. Hampton Dumont Cal comes into Thursday night's match with a 1-1 record, with a season-opening win over West Fork and most recently a loss to Algona to open North Central Conference play. The Bulldogs are led by Asia Shepherd, who leads the team in assists with 30, Corey Dunt, who leads the team with 17 kills, and junior Emma Showalter, who has a team-high 5 blocks. Webster City has had a full week to prepare as a team that will be hunted as the 8-1 Lynx are tied atop the conference standings with Humboldt. The Lynx have been led this season by Jocelyn Gurley and Sierra Rattenborg, who lead the North Central Conference in assists and kills, respectively. Webster City has seen more contributions from Livia Cash and Reese Casey recently as well. First serve is set for 7:30 p.m. at Hampton Dumont Cal High School in Hampton. 95.7 KQWC will have live coverage starting at 7:25. The South Hamilton volleyball team will make the trek south on Thursday to participate in the Perry Volleyball Tournament at Perry High School. The Hawks are scheduled to play the Ogden Bulldogs of the West Central Activities Conference and the Nottoway Valley Wolverines of the Pride of Iowa Conference. Other teams competing in the tournament include the host Jayettes, the Earlham Cardinals, and Des Moines East. The Hawks enter week three of the high school volleyball season with a 9-9 record, having already tied their win total from the entire 2020 season. South Hamilton went 1-3 in the South Central Calhoun early bird on Saturday, but their one win came in the final game of the day. South Hamilton has been led by a strong senior group, including Taylor Remsburg, Kaylee Hewitt, Mackenzie Grady, Paige Evans, and Trista Strowman. Hewitt and Remsburg currently hold the top two spots in kills on the team, while Evans and Strowman are 1-2 in assists on the squad. Eagle Grove volleyball continues the search for win number one on the 2021 season as they fell to Algona Bishop Garrigan on Tuesday night, 3-0. Eagle Grove battled hard in sets 1 and 2, losing both sets by scores of 25-18, before losing steam in set 3 and losing the final set 25-11. The Eagles will look to regroup as they travel north to take on the Bulldogs of Lake Mills, who are currently ranked 13th in Class 2A, according to the Iowa High School Girls Athletic Union. Lake Mills and Forest City have combined for the last four top of Iowa Western Division championships. Alyssa Dooley's squad continues to be led by the usual suspects in sisters Alexa and Addison Jeske, Maddie Kaiser, Braxton Style, and Maddie Blomgren. First serve between Eagle Grove and Lake Mills will be at 7 p.m. at Lake Mills High School. The Eagle Grove cross-country team made the trek east to compete in the Belmont-Clemmie Invitational on Tuesday. On the girls' side, the lone-ranked squad that competed was Class 2A number 11 Roland Story, who took home the girls' title with a low score of 35 points. The Eagle Grove girls competed as an incomplete team, but had the high finish of 19th by freshman Savannah Gilbert in a time of 24 minutes 22 seconds. Junior Maddie Axtell had the second lowest time with a mark of 25 minutes 26 seconds. The Eagle Grove boys placed 4th out of 10 complete teams on the boys' side of the meet, as they had a meet score of 119. Junior Drake Weiland laid down a team best mark of 19 minutes 32 seconds and finished 13th. Sophomore Noah Thull finished 19th in a time of 20 minutes 18 seconds, and freshman Dylan Beck and Zach Hogreff finished 23rd and 28th in times of 20 minutes 39 seconds and 20 minutes 52 seconds, respectively. Following a tough 3-0 loss to Webster City last Thursday, the Clary and Goldfield Dawes volleyball team will look to rebound against conference foe Algona on Thursday night at Algona High School. The Bulldogs have been led this season by junior Ala Lilia Perry, who leads Algona with 57 kills. Junior Lillian Etherington is the Bulldogs' leader in assists with 68, and junior Tora Solbach is second with 38. Algona is coming off hosting a tournament on Saturday in which they finished 2-3. Clary and Goldfield Dawes will look to right the ship following its critical loss to Webster City, as Lexi Lane, Clarissa Hasey, and Nikki Kafka look to get the Cowgirls back on the winning track and back into the conference title race. First serve is scheduled for 7:30 p.m. at Algona High School. With Local Sports, this is Quinn Douglas reporting.